I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues. And guys with shorter chairs.
That's right. Now my feet actually hit the ground, and it's kind of nice.
But that's what weirds me out, is I put them on the thing, and the thing's gone. And now I'm just on the firmament.
You'll be all right.
I don't know. I wonder if I'll shake the house worse this way.
Am I going to start calling my carpet the firmament? Maybe.
Maybe. Patrick, you got anything to tell us?
Heck yeah,
You're
I do.
You're the one that banters all the time now.
I have got, for my birthday, an amazing gift from an amazing person.
I don't know which gift you're going to talk about yet.
So you have more than one amazing gift.
I know, more than one I know what person? He's talking about, but I was just playing into my own schemes.
I have two gifts I need to talk about today.
Oh! I hit your hat rack now. That's weird. I don't like that.
That's not how you put on a hat, Chris.
Just run your head straight into the rack and see what comes off. Oh, shoot. Patrick, tell us about your birthday gift.
So I got the omnibus of Squirrel Girl. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the omnibus of the Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Which is something you wanted.
Which is amazing. It is something I wanted, and I'm looking forward to digging in after I finish Superman Unchained.
Because even though we haven't read her on this podcast, you said she might be your new favorite.
No.
She is your new
100% favorite. 100% my new favorite.
Yeah. Don't spoil. We only have like 8 more episodes until our 1 year, okay?
Five so you can't nuts be talking out about... of five.
You heard it here first.
Oh, well, I guess we don't need to read that then. He's already scored it.
Dang.
But you haven't gotten to start this big, fat book yet, right?
No.
You've read out of it from reading the trade that you had.
Right. So I picked up The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl Beats Up the Marvel Universe, and I read that, and it was amazing.
And that's in your omnibus.
That is in the omnibus. Yes. Correct. Yes.
Which is an absolute brick.
It is, I think, about 20 pounds.
Is that really what it is?
I think so.
Wow.
It felt like it because he handed it to me.
I wonder how many pages it has. Do you know?
More than 2.
Wow. That's, yep, that's a very...
That is a true statement, though.
Like, it is. 100%.
I want to know where it falls.
Probably on the floor.
Wherever it falls, you're going to hear it.
It's going to fall on the firmament. No.
Yeah. Wow. Here, I was going to look it up.
No, go for it. Look it up. Well, and while you're doing that, I got another wonderful present from wonderful people. I got a very fancy electric kettle.
Ooh.
That I'm extremely excited about.
Especially because you've been getting more into the tea business.
Not more into, the same amount. They just, more people know about it now.
It's the,
what other secret things are you hiding?
All of them.
You hide all the secret things or they wouldn't be secret.
Right. That's right.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So my birthday was amazing. And thank you, everybody, who
wow.
wished it me a happy
birthday. It says it's got 1616 pages.
Nice.
So 1,616 pages.
That is how you say that, yes.
I'm fairly certain my Blackest Night has like 1440.
Wow.
So yours is actually even thicker.
Even thicker.
Wow. Well, that's crazy. That is a big book.
The thickest.
So it is true. She is the unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Yes.
Because she now has more pages.
Right.
Yeah.
She wins in everything.
Period.
Unbeatable.
Wow. Even in page count. Right. So yeah, your kettle, you like it.
I do. It is really cool.
Good.
Well, it can be really hot too.
It has a keep warm setting.
It does. Too. So if you
that's put, fancy.
If you do the keep warm thing and then you take it off and pour yourself some hot water and then
delicious.
You put it back on, it stays with the keep warm.
Wow.
You know it why they knows. Invented that, right? The whole keep warm thing? It's because
so you
remember our
warm?
Buddy Jay? who would put on his kettle. He's English, okay? He's like, all English people do this. He had an electric kettle. He'd turn it on, let it get up warm. Everything's, you know, bubbling. And then he'd turn it off, forget to pour the water. He'd have to run it
at least two or three times.
Yeah, and right. he'd walk away, and it'd cool off. He's like, ah, dang it, I got to go turn it on again. So England is the reason they had to do that, because...
Yeah, he said that's part of making tea.
Yeah, it has like six different temperature settings for different types of teas and stuff.
Yeah, it's fancy.
That is fancy.
It is very fancy. I'm so happy with it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you enjoyed that.
I did immensely. I also got a cup.
Yeah, a teacup.
A teacup.
I mean, it's a mug, but...
Right. But it says Liberty right on it.
It does.
Good job.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had yerba mate?
Nope.
You guys have been talking about tea, and my phone has been listening.
I feel like you're making up words. No, yerba?
Yerba mate is like a South American tea, but you drink it out of a gourd. And the way you...
And he asked if we'd had it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like,
sorry, you misplaced my gourd, man.
You don't have to drink it out of a gourd, but like traditionally they have these like...
See, now you're changing your story.
You actually fill the entire cup up with like the tea leaves, and then you make this little hole with your spoon/straw thing, and then you pour hot water in it, and you know, you let it set there for a second, and you drink that, and you kind of just keep making it bigger until you consume all of the tea leaves.
Sweet. No, I've never had that.
Yes.
Have you had that?
No.
I thought he was going to be on the last movie I went to see.
You're asking the real questions here.
Yeah. Are you interested in trying that?
Though? I would try it. They say it's an interesting flavor.
Interesting is how people say
I would also try
gross it. In a nice way.
Sometimes.
You're going to like it or you're not. It's how that stuff works.
I mean, that's how everything works, right? That you eat or drink. You either like it or you don't.
Are you saying there's no middle ground?
Sure.
Fair enough.
Why not?
What a black and white world he lives in.
Mm-hmm. Right? He does tend to live in a pretty black and white world.
It's like the 50s in here.
Wow.
He's living in...
with the electric kettles.
What is it? It's
Tony Stark's 50s.
That's right.
WandaVision?
WandaVision.
Right, whatever her little world was that she made.
Beaver world.
Yeah.
Did you say Beaver World?
Like Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
You're like, it was Squirrel Girl.
We're talking about Squirrel Girl?
Not beavers, okay.
Get it right.
Okay.
Squirrel Girl debuted in 2015.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting that you know that.
I mean, why wouldn't I? I like Squirrel Girl. Remember.
Can you tell me any other characters that debuted at any time?
I cannot.
That's why I was surprised.
I bet it's on the back of the book.
Superman debuted in 1923.
No.
I have no idea.
Did the KKK start?
Am I going to look that up now?
No, but now you've got my brain pulling information that it knows. Like, it is aware that it has... But it doesn't have it readily available. It's like an archive thing with the big arms like moving files. It's like rotating stacks of files.
It's like that one building in... Like,
the Rogue One movie? Yeah where they're with like the big arms trying to find the big digital file, basically. It's like a hard drive.
Sorry, Pat. You're off by a little bit.
Well... Inform us.
1938.
Actually, I wasn't that far off.
I knew it wasn't the 20s.
That's why I said you were off by a little bit. I appreciate it.
Are you sure? That was Action Comics number one?
Action Comics number one.
Was 38?
Cover dated June 1938 and published April 18th, 1938.
Yeah. Cool.
So saith the ghoul.
I believe that you can read. Well, you don't have to show me.
Look, Patrick.
Anyway, Will's just waving his phone wildly around now.
Which makes him nervous.
So I have one more thing to share.
Oh, man. See, this guy's the man of banter now.
The Bantaman.
Bantaman. I am going on vacation, and I'm looking forward to it.
We can't tell it all.
He's just got this big old smile on his face.
This is why he's all hyped up right now, because he's like, I'm leaving on a jet plane tomorrow.
I am.
But you do know when you'll be back again.
I do, sadly.
That you're going to be back? Plane? Or that?
Yes, I'm leaving on an airplane that has jet engines on it. So yes, jet plane.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hope you don't fall out of the sky unexpectedly.
Too.
I like that everybody that flies has the Boeing.
Oh, Boeing.
You have a couple doors fly off, and you and all of a sudden everybody's worried about flying.
But yeah.
Oh, shoot.
So that's what I got going on.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're visiting Georgia on your mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not driving this time.
I'm not. I decided a less than 2 hour flight was preferable to a, 13-hour drive.
He's maximizing his vacation time.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he paid the good stuff and he has a no layover flight. He's a one-way ticket man.
Well, yeah.
Well, two-way ticket, but nonstop flight. One-way ticket, man. He's not coming back. He's like, you think I'm coming back? Guess what?
You guys are going to have to call me on something.
Your cell phone.
My cell phone to do these recordings from now on.
Are you going to starch? Are you going to start a peach farm?
No.
No.
He doesn't want to be a stereotype.
For whatever reason, my brother at one point in time just threw out this random line where he's like, yeah, I'm going to move to Georgia, start a peach farm. I'm like, shut up. No, you're not.
Yeah. He's not. He just moved and he still has stuff in my house.
Oh, right.
He needs to get that stuff out of there.
I know. I'm showing the house to somebody.
Yeah.
This week. Yeah.
What the heck, Will's brother?
Yeah, what the heck, Will's brother?
I'm not dogging you. It's too personal if it's me and him. It can be you guys. You're detached.
Yeah,
and detached. He's his brother.
Right. You've never met him.
I've never met him.
I've bullied him his whole life.
Right,
so
right.
And he's, I think, well, he might still have a key to that house, so I don't want to say anything bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I'm protecting property.
Anyway, Will, what do you got going on? Anything you want to share?
Nothing. Went to a Easter party with some friends, Easter party with some family.
How was that? Nice.
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you find eggs?
No.
No?
I like how he thought for a minute. Like, there was a pause where he was like, eggs? Like, in his head, he was like, deviled eggs?
That's exactly what I was like. Egg salad?
He's like, what is he talking about?
Deviled eggs is a must.
Oh, yeah.
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 I love that stuff.
That's awesome.
Deviled eggs?
Yeah, and yes.
Delicious.
And the fact that he had a good Easter.
Yeah.
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 Good job, Will.
You had a family Easter, too.
I did. It was delicious, and I'm still eating leftovers.
Oh, did they send some with you?
Yes. I'm just not eating them right now.
You going to take them with you to Georgia?
No. We're going to finish them tomorrow before I leave.
Oh, nice. Man. Literally, he's going to take it with him if he's not done, and he's going to finish it at the airport.
Right. On the plane.
No, you said before you leave.
Right. But I can eat it on the plane before we taxi.
Oh, you mean before you take off.
Right.
As long as wheels are on the ground, deadline has not
deadline hit. Hasn't hit yet.
Interesting.
It's not what's going to happen.
I like that nobody thought it was, but you still were like, no, black and white, have to clarify.
I have to clarify.
Lying right now. Okay.
What about you, Chris? Have you been up to?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Cool.
Nothing. I got nothing.
We're really going to rely on Bantaman over there. And...
Yep. I did nothing for Easter. Nothing.
You know what this new superhero name of mine makes me think of?
Batman?
The Batman theme song.
Because you could go banta 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 man.
Yes. And that's amazing.
That works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Sweet.
All right. Well, then I guess we're going to start talking about the Green Lantern Revenge of the Lanterns story arc. That's what it's called, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, at least the latter half, right?
Right.
The first couple or the Black Mercy.
I couldn't remember what it was called, and so I forgot to put that in the synopsis.
But it's issues 7 through 13.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, as long as you knew that.
You're like, yeah, as long as you actually read the right thing this time, Will.
Hey, to be fair, yeah, you read the right thing the last time, too.
I know.
So we're okay now. We're okay. We're on track. So, synopsis, Will.
Yes.
The great synopsiser.
I toned it down that time, if you noticed.
Thanks. Last time, I had to literally bring down your mic level like -9 decibels when you did that last week. And it still cracks the mic on the recording.
Perfect.
Okay. Hal Jordan does a lot of teaming up in this next series of issues because I couldn't remember what it was called. He first teams up with the Green Arrow to face down the son and daughter of Mongol, who, if we remember, was the guy responsible for the destruction of Coast City that sent Hal Jordan into despair. Then he's paired with Batman to face down a tattooed Sin Eater that is terrorizing Gotham. Lastly, he goes back to Oa to fight alongside Guy Gardner as they defy the Guardian's orders, again, in order to save the Lanterns thought to have been killed by Jordan during his temper tantrum from a cyborg Superman. Will Hal Jordan find redemption in their rescue? Spoilers, no.
Ish. Ish.
Ish.
Ish.
Ish. Okay. Ish. So, with the new structure, which I'm enjoying, by the way.
Yes, it's great.
So streamlined, so efficient.
It feels, yeah, our issue from this past week was like 42 minutes long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Christoph is going to be so happy.
The next thing he's going to say is, I finish it too fast now. I need you to add 5 more minutes or something. You watch. He'll
be like 10 minutes. 10 extra minutes.
Just 10. Just keep it under an hour.
But
59 minutes, call it good.
Anyway. So, did you have a favorite part?
I did.
What was your
favorite part? I guarantee you it's the same as my favorite part, because I laughed out loud. Hit us, Pat.
Okay, so it's probably not
that was close.
The same, but it might be in there. I really liked Batman and Hal interacting with each other.
Just like the whole issue?
Just that issue was amazing. It was so good.
Literally the exact same thing.
Yeah.
The whole issue. You know, hold on. Oh. Is there anything? You want us to just continue then? So you're saying that whole shebang, their interactions.
Their interactions, yeah. That was my favorite part of this 7-issue read.
Okay.
I have some runner-ups, but.
Well, we'll talk about those. Right. That's how
I have some very specific moments.
In that? Well, that's good, because like, I started listing them and thought, I'm going to quit because I'm hoping you two would talk about some of them. So I'm going to guess the part that made you laugh out loud.
You know what it is.
I don't know. Well,
yes, you do.
I have some
you guys know exactly what part I'm talking about here.
Look, I read it so long ago.
The only part that I thought was actually funny. Well, no, go ahead.
He's debating on whether he's going to guess or not.
Because there are a couple of parts I could see you finding humor in. Mm-hmm. The only one that I thought was actually humorous is when he tells him to put his seatbelt on.
Yep. That is that is it. That was my number one. My favorite part is Hal Jordan gets into the Batmobile. He's like, why are we in I could fly us there.
And Batman tells him to put his seatbelt on because they're going to drive fast.
We're going to tone it down because that's why he's driving and not flying.
Yeah. And then Batman floors it and turns, and Hal's head hits the window.
And he's like, okay, fair enough.
and he's like, you did that on purpose, you buddy. I also think it's funny when he goes, can this seat adjust? And he goes, sorry, Robin, usually
he sits there.
That's and he's like, funny.
Isn't Robin pretty tall?
But yeah, funny. it was a great moment.
Batman smacking Hal's face on the window. So that was your favorite part of the whole. Okay. So I have a few favorite parts, but the one that I debated which one I was gonna throw in the overall, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna go ahead and stay right in line with you guys, and that's when Batman puts the ring on. I love that scene.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
That was in my runners-ups.
Yeah, so Hal Jordan hands Batman the ring, and he's like, here, try it. Like, basically, he's just like, here, you do it. And then Batman's like, and he's like, what are you afraid?
Right.
And Batman's like, I'm afraid of nothing.
Saying that to Batman, right?
And then he's like, how do you make it work? And he explains that you have to go through your like most feared moment and overcome it and let it go, basically, each time you use it, which is super creative, by the way.
I don't wanna.
Well, yeah. So Batman, being a man of incredible willpower.
Right.
The energy bursts from the ring. He has like phantom bats everywhere.
I also loved the symbol on his chest.
Oh, how it's the Green Lantern and a bat.
Yes.
Yeah, so the action figure actually has like a translucent green one that's pegged there, so it looks like it's like projecting
from
him. Yeah. And there's a construct of his parents, and Hal's like, you need to let it go then. And he's like, nope, not ready to, because that's what drives him, basically. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting because it gives a good parallel of who Hal is to be Green Lantern and who Batman is like to operate as Batman. Yeah. But the reason that's my favorite scene, besides it being awesome, it was my chosen wallpaper for the week as well. So that was my phone wallpaper of the week from this read. But also I like how he tells him that he's glad he's back and calls him Hal.
Right. That was like, a really good part.
Because he's like, you never called me Jordan before. You always called me Hal. Earlier, like in the beginning of the issue.
Of it. Mm-hmm.
And so then you see that that Batman has now reconciled and has let go of the parallax thing, which is cool because they built that up from Rebirth.
Yeah.
So it was a cool issue to just show that Batman's like, welcome back.
Right.
It was cool. It was a good one.
It kind of shows you just how strong Batman is as a character, because Green Arrow had the ring, and he was able to just like barely, with all of his effort, summon a single arrow and shoot it.
Right.
Where then like Batman puts on the ring. And he summons.
And he can't even control it.
He's got this whole horde of bats, and he makes a construct that looks like his parents.
Oh yeah, dude!
It's just like it gives him, you know, some credibility and some.
Yeah,
some more
Green
depth.
Arrow is a man of vices, and
yeah,
and Batman is a man of willpower. So, what's another favorite part?
So,
what else you guys got?
When the Green Lantern, probably Hal, I don't know, and the Green Arrow were fighting, and the Green Arrow was having issues finding an arrow that would work against the enemies, and then he finally finds one, and then he goes back for another one, and he was completely out of arrows.
Yep.
I just thought that was hilarious.
And that Hal then makes him construct arrows, and he's like, thanks!
Yeah, that was good. That was a really good part.
Yeah, I agree. That was creative. Mm-hmm. What about you, Will? You got more? You got more of the Batman stuff you wanted to talk about?
The Batman stuff, when Batman was fighting, I can't remember, the tattooed guy.
Tattoo man? His name, the tattooed man is what I think his thing is.
Yeah. The tattooed man's like, oh, you think these are just tattoos? And Batman kicks him in the face. He's like, oh, you think this is just a boot?
Yes, that was good too.
Definitely reinforced. We know Batman's boots are probably very steel-toed and heeled.
And it probably has some gadget inside of it too.
Boing.
Knowing Batman.
Somewhere in it, for sure.
For sure.
Oh, totally. Do you have any others? Any other things?
I really liked when the Green Arrow got Hal to reconnect with the family that is currently still alive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was a very touching moment.
Yeah, where he goes to his nephew's birthday party.
Right.
Because he's like,
exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I like that too, because we talked about Jim being a helicopter parent, right? Always hovering.
Oh, yeah.
Can't play football. You might get hurt.
Right.
And Hal's like, dude, we used to play football all the time.
Right.
And he gets him to play with his son him. The three of them go out and play. That's a great moment.
It was. Mm-hmm. That was almost my top. But then.
It's very good.
The Batman thing happened and it was really good.
Also, with Green Arrow, I like that Oliver realized that they were in the dream of the Black Mercy. So for those of you who didn't read, basically Mongol, the son of Mongol, who calls himself Mongol, it's probably like a last name moniker, right? Like,
or hereditary.
Yeah,
or
chosen, something.
Like, or that. Somebody was just, he's Mongol Jr.
That's right. He just knocked the junior off because he's like, I'm in charge.
He's like,
now,
my dad's
he
dead.
He does punch his sister's head off at the end.
He does.
So,
I felt that pain before.
Punching your sister's head off.
Wanting to.
Oh.
Be like, I could do it. I know I could.
So Mongol brings these parasitic plants called Black Mercies, and they sap the life out of whoever they attach to, but they put them in this like comatose state where they're living their perfect life. It's like their desires.
Right.
And Oliver realized that the world was fake because he was a good dad.
Right.
And he's like, that's not even my, he's like, that's not my desire anyway.
Right.
He's like, Hal, that's what you want me to be. Right. Your desire is that I'm a good dad.
I think they got trapped by the same plant.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. One plant grabbed them both.
One plant.
Which was a really cool scene. Like, cause you see him fighting all the plants and they're both about to get taken down and you know, they get,
and it makes it look like they beat it.
Like, yeah, let's go.
They beat one. Right. But then you see like a tendril in the bottom panel of one of them like grabbing.
Yeah, and then it's like Hal gets a call from his dad.
Yeah.
And the Green Arrow's wife is having a kid. And you're like, wait, Hal's dad is dead and the Green Arrow doesn't have a wife. What? And the next panel is like them trapped by the plant and just kind of standing there like zombies.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was cool.
Like,
That's like one of those little two-issue stories that from reading the whole run before, I remember that story because it's just so cool. It's such a cool idea. You guys have any other parts you enjoyed? Any you want to talk about?
Nope.
What about you, Petruchio?
I don't know if it's a favorite part, but I did want to bring this up somewhere. I'm not positive where. So when the, and I can never remember what they're called, so I'm going to call them the Smurfs like Guy does.
Okay.
No, the Guardians.
Yeah, okay, there you go. When they were like, yeah, no, Hal, you can't do it. You're too close to this. That whole encounter would have went so much different if Hal wasn't there. I kind of agree with them on this part.
Oh, like if they would have sent Guy and somebody
else. And somebody else.
But Hal was the one who was strong. Hal's like the most powerful Green Lantern, though.
Okay, but if they would have sent Guy and Kilowog, I think it would have been fine. Just saying.
Maybe.
Nah, I'm going to go with it would have been fine.
But it wouldn't have been personal. And stories are more interesting.
Sure. I'm just saying. I kind of agree with them on this one.
He agrees with
issue,
the Smurfs.
Or this one point.
How dare you?
I know. I'm the worst.
So I want to tell both of you that there are a lot of breadcrumbs of setup for a lot of different things in these, what we read.
Sure.
What did you guys think when the ring found Arkillo, the gray dude who was like murdering? It's like a big gray alien-looking dude, and it said, you have the ability.
The Sinestro guy?
Yeah. You have the ability to instill
the Sinestro
great core. Fear.
Oh,
yeah,
that one throwaway panel, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I thought that was interesting.
Well, it's setting
that
up.
That was, yeah.
It's setting up. It's foreshadowing.
Right.
Because it's like, what?
the Sinestro Corps.
Dun, there's dun, rings dun. Going out that aren't Green Lantern rings.
Right.
And they're working the same way. Because it's instead of saying you have the ability to overcome great fear, it says you have the ability to instill great fear.
Right.
So, yeah. Bum, bum, bum. Also, those two acrobatic twins that were in yellow in Paris that the fox stops.
Yes.
Oh, those two are from Nightwing's old comic series, like from way back.
Cool.
Yeah. I saw that and I went, holy cow, it's those twins that fight Nightwing. I just thought, once in a great while, they even show up in the current run. Like, they are not in a lot of comics, but for some reason, people like to just throw them in occasionally. Usually it's with Nightwing.
There you go.
So I thought that was kind of fun. Yeah. I thought it was cool since we read Emerald Twilight. All of those lanterns that he finds are in the books where he fights lanterns.
Right.
Like, if you think back, like that scene where he cuts Bodica's arm off, her hand off. Right. Like, that was in, like, directly paneled in Emerald Twilight.
Right. I remembered that. I saw her hand off. I'm like, oh, hey, I remember, because she's like, oh, I've got this ring. And he chops her hand off. He's like, nope, it's mine now.
Yeah, and so I just thought it was cool that the ones, because what's his name? The one you don't like with the coat, Chance, or something like that. What's his
Did
name?
Did I not like that guy?
Wasn't that the guy in the Emerald Twilight? I think he's the one that had pistols. And you were like, why would you have guns? Oh, do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember him talking about the guy having guns?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was him.
It was him.
So, because of the duster.
Right.
But I was just like, hey, it's all the ones we talked about back right. then. Mm-hmm. So that's why when we read it, I said, and you guys gave it a 3, because you're like, we don't really know what's going on. I'm like, it will matter later. I had you read it just for when we read this.
Right.
So I knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. It might have taken your opinion of a great story like that down a little. Because I read that after I had read this stuff. So I was like, oh, man. Yeah. I enjoy. If you read it now, you'd probably enjoy it more already.
That's all right.
But it was prep. It was prep work.
Right.
So anyway, Patrick.
What?
Did you have any knowledge of who Cyborg Superman was?
Nope.
Did you?
Nope.
So you guys never read, like, The Death of Superman back in the day and The Reign of Superman?
Nope.
Hank Henshaw? Okay. Just wondered. It's from an event that was back in the 90s.
Sweet.
Yep.
I know of the event. I just never read anything.
Yeah. So that's he. And like I thought they did a good job setting up the background, like where he talks about how it was him with Mongol that destroyed the city.
Sure.
And things like mm-hmm. that. I almost had us read that issue with Emerald Twilight for background, but I was like, meh. Anyway.
That's okay.
Favorite character, Patrick?
Hal.
Hal Jordan.
Yep.
Because he's the best.
Yep.
Did you have... What made Hal stand out? Because there were a lot of characters in this one.
There were. I don't know.
He is the main character. He has the most page presence.
Right.
But what made you pick Hal?
I don't know. I feel like it was like when the Green Lanterns that he rescued were trying to fight him, and he was just like not fighting back, and...
Just let them whoop on him.
Sticking by his whatever word I'm not remembering. Sticking by his guns. I don't know.
Convictions. Yeah, like,
convictions. Okay. Thank you. Yes, that.
But yeah, he wasn't going to fight back.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter what happened, he was just like, yeah, you know what? I deserve this.
Yep. He's basically like, I did technically, I thought I killed you.
Although, does he really deserve it since... It
Since
wasn't
he didn't
really
kill
him.
You mean, well, to that, they don't know,
I know
about
that
yet.
I don't. I know that.
But he still blames himself, I think, ultimately.
He does.
He does. He still takes responsibility, which shows the kind of person he is.
Right.
What about you?
I'm going to give it to Batman.
Are you really?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Deep down, too many I was good... like, I'm not going to pick Batman. I'm not going to pick Batman.
he had too many good lines. His interactions with Hal were just too good.
They really were good.
And I knew one of you, or if not both, were going to pick Hal Jordan. So
you had
I'm
to
like,
call
I'm
out
like, I had to bring out the bats. And you know, highlight him in this.
Are you kidding me? Well, Chris is going to pick Sinestro.
Sinestro wasn't in it.
Yeah, he was, just for one scene.
Sinestro was?
Mm-hmm. Well, his voice was.
Yeah, his voice. Yeah. They actually showed him. They actually showed him during that scene where the ring, Sinestro Corp ring, came to him.
Well, I guess he was in Hal Jordan's dream world.
He was in Hal Jordan's dream world, too.
Because Sinestro and Hal are still partners.
They're still partners.
I was like, what dream? The Black Mercy dream world. Okay. Yeah. I was like, did I not read something? No. Oh, I wanted to talk about that and I totally forgot.
Hey, you're welcome.
Because I love that it shows that Hal wants Sinestro to be the Green Lantern mentor that he believed him to be.
Yep.
Because he trained him. And so he's like, it's that whole idea of like Hal's respect for father figure, right? Hal doesn't have good respect for authority necessarily.
Yeah.
But I think with people who show that they are competent and skilled and like, but they had like a cool connection in that scene where Sinestro's like, ah, nice. You think that one day you'll be better than me kind of thing. And it's just like, oh, Hal wants them to be friends.
Right.
You're right. I totally forgot. I could pick Sinestro for that. You're right. Because I love Sinestro. He's one of my favorite comic book characters, period. I actually picked Aresia.
Ooh, I wondered.
Because I thought about, I actually listed Hal Batman. I put Morrow, who I don't think they named him, but I really like the Crypt Keeper with the purple dragon. The one that is like, the coffin's empty.
Yeah.
His character is one of the like minor characters throughout the series that I just love. So the fact he was in it, I was like, it's Morrow. I thought it was for the small amount that Aresia was in, or Aresia, or however you'd say her name. I say Aresia. I enjoyed her character. You knew exactly the type of person she was.
Sure.
Right there.
Right.
And I even like that they're like, oh, 40 million. And he's like, how many of us? She's like, how many of us? And they're like, 13, six conscious or whatever they say. And she's like, oh, so like same old, same old. Same as usual.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think he said like 25, but like six are unconscious and something. Nine want them dead. She's like, well, same old, same old.
Yeah,
I guess.
She's like, oh, nothing's changed. Okay, right. Let's go.
Yeah.
But I just, her character, I think, is a really good one. And I felt like she really stole the moment she was in once she showed up.
She was definitely a runner up for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just like
her
that perky, like ever optimistic. She wasn't going to give up on Hal before.
Right.
And so, you just felt their connection. Mm-hmm. Immediately. Right, and right. I thought, I just was like, now I'm going to give her a shout out. It was her character was great, even though it was only in the like last issue and a half, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
At the most. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And special acknowledgement to all the Lost Lanterns. They were cool.
They were cool.
I enjoyed seeing them. So, and they all have very specific types of personality traits. Hanu showed up again, the guy that doesn't use his ring. Use your ring. I don't need it.
Right. He's just punching the manhunters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Millions of them.
Millions.
So, yeah. Yeah, that was good stuff.
Good stuff.
Did you guys have a least favorite scene? Patrick, least favorite scene.
I'm going to be honest. My least favorite scene was when I couldn't read anymore.
You mean when it ended?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, what happened? Did your app die? I was like, you're like, screen died. It's just black. And I was like, what? What happened? Because that was, if you remember when I was having trouble with my phone, that was my least favorite, was the fact that I couldn't read. That's what it was.
Yeah, no, I wanted to keep reading more. It was so good.
Yeah. They have a lot of neat stuff. It's well written.
It is.
What about you, Will? Did you have a least favorite scene?
I mean, not hardcore least favorite, but like
minor least favorite.
Like the 1 year time skip thing was kind of
that was
random.
That was a runner up. I was not a big fan of the 1 year time skip.
That and then is like that's the Infinite Crisis thing coming in.
Okay.
Where we decided not to read Infinite Crisis This, so from the end of the Green Arrow team up to the 1 year later, that's Infinite Crisis. So we would have read Green Arrow and that, like the green, the two Green Arrows, maybe the Batman. And then we would have actually read Infinite Crisis and seen all of this stuff that happened across the world and introduced the guy in the box at the end, by the way.
The guy in the box at the end.
That is Superboy Prime.
Yes.
So he gets introduced in Infinite Crisis, and he is a bad dude. He shows up at first. I want to say he doesn't have powers, and he manifests powers, and he's like, I can be Superman, and he seems super cool, but then he kind of goes crazy, and as he goes crazy, the Teen Titans are like, you need to stop, and he's like, you guys just don't want me to be me, and he punches a person's head off, and he tears like an arm off, and he starts going crazy, and the Teen Titans are fighting him, and he's killing people, and then the Flashes grab him and run him into the Speed Force because nobody can handle him. And so they take him away, and then they come out and they're like, I couldn't keep running. He's broken free. And it actually takes two different Supermen to put him down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a huge thing that happens. And that's why you didn't know who he is. And he's stupidly powerful. And that's why he's being kept depowered in a little cell on Oa.
Cool.
In a box in a red sun.
Yeah, the red sun thing is so he can't have powers.
Yeah.
But that is, and Guy is now guarding him, which you know is probably not a good idea.
Right.
But anyway, that was the 1 year thing. That's also my least favorite. My least favorite part is like the Russian dudes chasing Hal.
And that you're was
like,
yeah, that you're also like, on when, my list.
You're like, when did Hal get captured by Russians?
Right.
Hey, there's that whole like, you should wear your ring thing. Your plane went down and everybody got to be prisoners of war. And you don't have any context other than Geoff Johns is doing his best to catch you up with events so you can keep moving on his story.
Right.
And so, yeah, those that issue or two, to me, I'm like, whatever. You have to read Infinite Crisis. What they were doing is making it feel like this universe is tied together. It's one big universe.
Sure.
And so it's just like Marvel movies having cameos of other characters and things like that. But this was how that goes. And that's why that didn't make sense, because we didn't participate. It'd be like going to see, like when you watch something like WandaVision now, or Loki or whatever, if you didn't watch the Marvel movies for 10 years, half the things they talk about and do, you'd be like, I have no idea what this is.
Sure, but it's not quite that bad.
You mean the comic?
That we didn't read Infinite Crisis.
I agree. Right. It doesn't feel... I feel like the cinematic universe, it feels more detrimental.
Right.
Yes, I would agree with that. But that is the equivalent.
Sure.
So yeah, I agree that for not having the knowledge of what happened, plus it's just like, get me back to space copping.
Right.
Get me back to like Hal Jordan is assigned to Earth. He's assigned to the sector that Earth is in, and Earth, there's a lore behind it in the DC universe. It's basically a magnet for like galactic trouble. So that's why so many bad aliens and things end up on Earth is because it's got like...
That's really Will's superpower.
He attracts...
He's the magnet. They just haven't figured
Will's
out
a bad magnet, not a babe magnet, a bad magnet.
Dang.
he's like a few letters different.
A few letters.
So did you guys... So did you have any other parts you noted as being parts you didn't really like, or was it that?
No, you both hit,
yeah,
hit
nice.
My two runners up. Yeah.
Did you have a least favorite character?
Henshaw.
Hank Henshaw.
Ooh, yeah. I listed
he's
him as
the villain.
Yeah,
cyborg Superman.
He just wants to destroy all life. Who does that? Come on.
A cyborg.
That's...
We fight automatons. You get it.
I'm doing my part.
Automatons and
maybe that's why I don't
thing.
Like him. But yeah, he's,
but you're just like, oh, but that's the whole Manhunter thing. Yeah, that's why he took over. Obviously, I also like that Hal's like, he's gonna come back.
Right.
Like he's not dead. You can't kill him.
Yeah.
Unkillable bad guys are lame anyway.
Exactly. How do you get any closure?
What about you, Will? Did you have a least favorite
Cyborg
character?
Cyborg Superman. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Hmm. Same reasons?
Or yeah, I mean, he just
thought he was kind of lame.
He is lame and kind of annoying.
I can get behind that. Hank Henshaw is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Pretty much in anything I can think of that I've read. Yeah. That's funny.
Because he's like, you know why I blew up your city? You want to know why I blew up your city? Because I could.
And you're like, wow.
Wow.
Cool, man.
That's really deep, bro.
I picked the Guardians again.
The Smurfs, yeah.
Because I just don't like that they're scheming. Like, they have all this knowledge that they're just holding back, and they're like...
I really think I'm going to call them Smurfs from now on. I'm with Guy on that.
Do it. Yeah. Also, how are your feelings towards Guy in this one?
Yeah.
Compared to the last
Neutral.
One?
Neutral. He was fine.
But you liked him better then, because last time he was your least favorite character. I do like that he totally covered for Hal.
He did.
That was cool.
That was good.
Took one for the team.
He did.
And didn't
like
make up for the last issues. But
it was funny though when he's like, "If I die, you can have my black book if you get everybody out."
And
Guy's like, "Get out of here!"
That was really funny too.
He's
because he immediately did a 180. He's like, "No, I'm not leaving." He's like, "I'll give you my little black book with all the home numbers for like
so
Power
you can
Girl.
Call and pester people."
Right, yeah.
And he's like, "Okay, guys, time to move."
Power Girl's.
Now, to be fair, it wasn't that he was against evacuating or whatever. It's that he didn't want Hal to boss him around. That's what it was. He's like, "I outrank you." And he's like, "Listen to me." And Guy's like, "Okay." Because ultimately, Guy knew it was what needed to happen. Right. Anyway. But now, the Guardians, I just like, ugh. They're just punks. They're little blue punks.
Little blue punks.
So
and dropping more breadcrumbs because Superman Cyborg, whatever his name was.
Cyborg Superman.
Yeah, so what the heck is 52?
I'm not even going to get into that.
The new 52.
Okay, so 52.
And then,
what did you just say, Chris?
I said I'm not going to get into that, but I will briefly. Anyway, go ahead.
Because, the Cyborg Superman was like, "I know what their plan is. They're scheming, blah, 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 blah." And then, like, they go in after Hal and Guy leave. They're like, nobody's ever going to find the path. It's like, well, what's the path? And obviously someone's going to find it.
Yeah, not to mention when they were like, "We can't rewrite the Book of Oa."
Yeah.
And they were all stuck on that.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, wait till you see the Book of Oa.
Books are meant to be rewritten.
I like Salak, by the way, or Salak. I usually say Salak. When he's like, "I'm supposed to report to them."
Oh, yeah, right.
To them. They need to know what happens. That's my job. He's basically just their, like, bookkeeper slash secretary. Because he's the one that, like, books appointments and tells people when they can see him. And
can you imagine?
He's their personal assistant.
Can you imagine?
Having to deal with that?
Getting a ring of power. And then they're like, "You know what? You're going to stay here and do book work."
Desk job.
I mean, I think he likes it. He's kind of that guy.
Okay, but I mean, geez, really?
Yeah. Well, that's why his constructs, all he does is have like a dozen monitors open all the time. That is what his constructs are. He walks around with monitors, like watching everything.
I mean, that would be like me getting a power ring and then being their IT guy. Oh, wait.
You're like,
no,
dang.
I'd be all right with that.
Yeah. The Green Lantern IT guy.
Central Battery's giving us a server connection problem. We got a couple of lanterns can't charge off of stuff, man. We need you to figure it out.
I just keep getting this 404 error.
Come on, put it, take it in.
Did they try turning their power battery on and off?
There's a little switch in the back.
Did they turn? Oh,
that was also funny. Hal brings in his busted
From when he blew power. It up in the last arc.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's like, "Do you know how much these cost?
Do you know how much paperwork I have to do? You're lucky I only have 20 tentacles. If I had 21, one would be slapping you."
That's Patrick at the IT desk.
Yes, it is.
"If I had a third hand, I'd be slapping you right now."
That is not me at all.
Not outwardly.
No, not even inwardly.
I know you're always like, tell me your problems. We can't fix them if we don't know.
I do.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, we don't want to bother you. And I'm like, it's my job.
And you're like, it's my entire job. Dang it. It's true.
Yeah.
What were we saying? Henshaw, a cyborg Superman, kind of has some foreshadowing. There's also a moment with the Guardians where something is said and they all look at Ganthet like,
stop talking.
Did you guys see that?
They're reading.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. Did he says, say your least favorite character?
The Guardians.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So we're on.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry.
So, yeah, there's a lot of setup right now. We got to see the first Yellow Lantern ring get sent out that we're aware of.
Yep.
And that there's something called the Sinestro Corps.
Yep.
We know Superboy Prime's being held in a box.
Yep.
We know that there's something the Guardians are hiding called the Blackest Night, because that's what he said where they all freaked out. And we know Hank Henshaw is not dead. So there's all kinds of stuff going on.
That is correct.
And Mongol's just back on his planet again.
After he killed his sister.
Well, yeah, punched her head off right there in their, I mean, in technically, their house.
I don't know if that's going to kill her.
I guess, I mean, you never know, right? Comic books, alien races.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, since he said that family's the problem. And that
no, I'm assuming it is. I just don't know for certain.
I'm pretty sure she's D-E-D dead.
Right.
But you guys have anything else? Any other thoughts on it before we rate it?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay, so out of lanterns, found lanterns, lost lanterns. Last time it was new recruits.
Right, right. Nice.
Now we have the found, right?
Right.
How many?
Five.
Oh, man, no hesitation.
No.
I figured when you said you didn't want to quit reading, it was probably going to be pretty high.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it would be lower this week.
Five.
Okay. What about you?
I would actually give it a four.
A four?
Yeah.
Not a four and a half.
You know what?
I actually expected a four and a half from Will. But yeah, don't change it.
Defy expectations.
Yeah. Hold it. So you think it was on par with the first six?
Yes.
Okay.
But like, I don't know. It just didn't, it wasn't quite like Recharge.
Come on, Will. Think of the Batman Holler.
That was.
I like that you're like one issue, five. That. To be fair. It was awesome.
It was really good.
I really liked that. I liked the whole.
But like the Planet with the Manhunters was good.
The Planet with the Manhunters was good. There was a lot of good stuff in there. I agree. You can say four. I'm not going to be upset.
The part where he was with the lanterns, maybe that'll be a little bit better later.
Where they all hate him.
But yeah, they're just like, that's good stuff. Yeah. It was just.
It's a good.
It's okay.
Plot point. It just didn't hit me. Quite
we're not.
The same.
It's okay.
You don't have to explain yourself to us.
No, I will. You
part of that.
Now,
is
if you
like
would have said a two, I'd be like, "We're done. I'm out." See, ya. Will's cracked.
Yeah,
which it isn't for everybody. I'm sure there are people who would try to read it and be like, "I do not enjoy this."
There were some breadcrumbs thrown out there. Yeah, it was good. I liked it, but that's okay. Wells, four. Chris?
I will say I'm tempted to give it a five. I am. But I'm going to give it a four and a half. That's going to knock it down just a touch for me.
Yeah.
And so...
Perfect.
Because parts of this were a five, but as a whole, I'm going to knock it down, and I don't do like 0.4, like 4.8. I don't do that. It would probably be like a 4.8 because of the one issue. Sure. But since I don't really do that, it's a 4.5.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good stuff. Still high ranking.
Right.
Overall.
Yes. Yes.
Still maintaining.
High above average.
Yes.
Yeah. Next week, we will be reading Green Lantern Core 1-6.
Cool.
So now that Recharge is done, the series will kick off.
Cool. But anyway.
Yeah.
I guess I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues without rings. Well, you got rings.
I got rings.
Two.
Oh, dang it.
That's all right.
No Green Lantern rings.
No.
They're not green or lanterns. You can catch Guys with Issues anywhere you find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts or send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listeners.
Yeah, Logan, if I butchered that, write us at longbox@guyswithissues.com.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
Will won't read it.
No, but we could tell him.
Right.
That's what the podcast is for. I am also a listener during the podcast.
He listens just not when after. He's in the chair.